Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Think about a smartphone with a drained battery. Desperately in need of a recharge. Just as our phones need to be plugged in to regain their power, we too need to connect to our ultimate source of strength, God Himself. Today, I want to explore with you what it means to renew your strength in the Lord and how we can practically draw upon His might in our daily lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in our own strength, we can only go so far before we find ourselves running on empty. But when we turn to the Lord and seek His strength, we tap into an inexhaustible supply of power that can carry us through even the darkest of times. As the Apostle Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Our Heavenly Father stands ready to infuse us with His divine power, to renew our strength, and to guide us through the twists and turns of life. As we turn to Him and seek His presence, we tap into an infinite source of strength that can sustain us through every challenge and every trial. Now, let us explore the source of our strength. My dear friends, understand that our strength does not originate from within ourselves, but rather from the One who created us. In John 15, verse 5, Jesus reminds us, "I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." This powerful truth reveals that our ability to thrive and overcome life's challenges is directly connected to our relationship with Christ. When we abide in him, we have access to a supernatural strength that enables us to bear fruit and navigate the storms of life with resilience and grace. However, far too often, we find ourselves relying on our own limited strength, attempting to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We push ourselves to the point of exhaustion, trying to control every aspect of our lives and solve every problem on our own. But the reality is, our human strength is finite and prone to failing us when we need it most. It is in these moments of weakness and desperation that we must remember to turn to the Lord, our true source of strength. The Apostle Paul, who faced countless trials and tribulations throughout his ministry, learned to rely on God's strength in his weakest moments. In 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10, he writes, "And he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in need, needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul's words remind us that it is in our weaknesses that God's strength shines through most brightly. When we humble ourselves and acknowledge our need for Him, we open the door for His power to work mightily in our lives. This truth is beautifully illustrated in the story of Gideon, found in the book of Judges. Gideon was a man who considered himself weak and insignificant, yet God chose him to lead Israel to victory against the oppressive Midianites. Despite his initial doubts and fears, Gideon learned to trust in the Lord's strength rather than his own. As a result, God used him mightily to deliver His people and bring glory to His name. My friends, the same God who strengthened Gideon is the same God who desires to strengthen you today. No matter how weak or inadequate you may feel, know that His grace is sufficient for you. When you surrender your struggles and burdens to Him,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Will fill you with His divine power and enable you to overcome every obstacle in your path. Another example of God's strength, being made perfect in human weakness, can be found in the life of the Apostle Peter. Peter, known for his impulsive nature and tendency to speak before thinking, experienced a profound moment of weakness when he denied Jesus 3 times before the crucifixion. However, it was in the aftermath of this failure that Peter truly learned to rely on God's strength. In John 21, verses 15 to 17, we see Jesus lovingly restoring Peter, commissioning him to feed his sheep and follow him wholeheartedly. From that moment on, Peter became a powerful witness for Christ, boldly proclaiming the gospel and leading countless people to faith. His transformation from a man who crumbled under pressure to a pillar of the early church is a testament to the life-changing power of God's strength in our lives. My dear friends, as we navigate the ups and downs of life, let us remember that we are not meant to shoulder our burdens alone. God invites us to cast all our cares upon Him, for He cares for us, as we read in 1 Peter 5, verse 7. When we release our grip on our own strength and surrender our lives to Him, we open ourselves up to receive His boundless grace and power. It is in this place of total dependence on God that we find true freedom, joy, and the ability to face any challenge that comes our way. So let us make the conscious choice to abide in Christ, drawing from His infinite well of strength each and every day. Let us trust in His goodness and faithfulness, knowing that He will never leave us nor forsake us. As we do so, we will find ourselves soaring on wings like eagles, running and not growing weary, walking and not fainting, just as Isaiah prophesied. For it is in the strength of the Lord that we find our true power, purpose, and peace. Let us now turn our attention to the inevitable obstacles and challenges we face in life. Whether it be financial hardships, health issues, relationship struggles, or spiritual warfare, we all encounter difficulties that can leave us feeling overwhelmed and drained. However, it is in these very moments that we have the opportunity to witness the transformative power of God's strength in our lives. The Bible is filled with countless examples of individuals who faced seemingly insurmountable odds, yet emerged victorious through their reliance on God's strength. One such example is the story of King Jehoshaphat, found in 2 Chronicles 20. When faced with a vast army of enemies that threatened to destroy Judah, Jehoshaphat turned to the Lord in prayer, acknowledging his own weakness and seeking God's intervention. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, he cried out, "O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power against this great multitude that is coming against us. Nor do we know what to do, but our eyes are upon you." Jehoshaphat's prayer reveals a heart that fully relied on God's strength, even in the face of overwhelming adversity. And God's response was nothing short of miraculous. He declared, through the prophet Jahaziel, in 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, "Do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." As Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah stepped out in faith, trusting in God's strength, they witnessed a mighty deliverance as their enemies turned against each other, ultimately defeating themselves. My dear friends, this story serves as a powerful reminder that no matter how daunting the obstacles in our path may seem, we serve a God who is greater than any challenge we could ever face. When we, like Jehoshaphat, choose to fix our eyes on the Lord and trust in His strength, we open the door for Him to work wonders on our behalf. Another example of overcoming obstacles through God's strength can be found in the life of the Apostle Paul. Throughout his ministry, Paul faced constant persecution, imprisonment, and hardships for the sake of the gospel. Yet, in the midst of these trials, he remained steadfast in his faith, drawing strength from the Lord to press on. Paul writes in Philippians 4, verses 12 to 13, "I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Paul's words serve as a powerful testament to the sufficiency of God's strength in every situation. No matter what obstacles he faced, Paul found his strength in Christ, enabling him to endure and even thrive in the midst of adversity. My friends, as we face the challenges of life, let us take heart in the knowledge that we too can tap into this same divine strength. When we feel weak, overwhelmed, or ill-equipped to handle the trials before us, let us remember to lean on the everlasting arms of our Savior. God promises us in Isaiah 41, verse 10, saying, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." This powerful promise reminds us that we are never alone in our struggles. God is with us every step of the way, ready to strengthen us, help us, and uphold us with his mighty hand. So let us face our obstacles with courage and confidence, knowing that the Lord is our strength and our shield. Let us trust in his power to carry us through every trial and lead us into victory. For as we rely on his strength, we will find ourselves overcoming even the most daunting obstacles, testifying to the goodness and faithfulness of our God. My dear friends, let us now consider the importance of renewing our strength in the Lord on a daily basis. Just as our physical bodies require daily nourishment and rest to function properly, so too do our spiritual lives require consistent renewal through our connection with God. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, we find a beautiful promise for those who prioritize this daily renewal. It says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." The key to experiencing this renewed strength lies in the phrase, "Wait on the Lord." This waiting is not a passive, inactive state, but rather an active attitude of trust, expectancy, and communion with God. It involves setting aside time each day to seek his presence, to meditate on his word, and to pour out our hearts to him in prayer. As we do so, we open ourselves up to receive the fresh infilling of his strength and grace for the day ahead. One powerful example of this daily renewal can be found in the life of King David. Despite his many responsibilities as a ruler and his challenging life experiences, David made it a priority to seek the Lord's presence each morning. In Psalm 5, verse 3, he declares, "My voice you shall hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning I will direct it to you, and I will look up." David understood that his strength and success as a leader depended on his daily connection with God. By starting each day in prayer and meditation, he positioned himself to receive the wisdom, guidance, and strength that he needed to navigate the challenges before him. This principle of daily renewal is not limited to the life of David alone, but it is a timeless truth that applies to each and every one of us. In the busyness and chaos of our modern lives, it can be all too easy to neglect our spiritual well-being and attempt to rely on our own strength. However, the reality is, our human strength is finite and insufficient to sustain us through the trials and tribulations of life. It is only by tapping into the infinite strength of our Heavenly Father that we can find the resilience, wisdom, and grace that we need to overcome every challenge. The prophet Isaiah understood this truth deeply, as evidenced by his powerful declaration in Isaiah 40, verses 28 to 29. "Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength." These verses serve as a compelling reminder that our God is never weary, never exhausted, and never lacking in strength. He is the inexhaustible source of power and might, and he desires to impart his strength to us, his beloved children. But to access this divine strength, we must be intentional about seeking his presence and surrendering our lives to him on a daily basis. This daily surrender involves more than just a momentary prayer or a fleeting thought about God. It requires a deep commitment to cultivating a vibrant, intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. It means setting aside dedicated time each day to immerse ourselves in His Word, to engage in heartfelt prayer and worship, and to listen attentively for His still, small voice. As we make this daily renewal a priority, we will begin to experience a profound transformation in our lives. We will find ourselves increasingly empowered by the Holy Spirit, equipped with divine wisdom and discernment, and filled with a peace that surpasses all understanding. Our perspectives will shift from a focus on our own limitations and weaknesses to a steadfast confidence in the limitless strength and power of our God. And as we navigate the ups and downs of life, we will be able to stand firm on the unshakable foundation of His love and grace. Another beautiful example of the power of daily renewal can be found in the life of the prophet Daniel. Despite living in a foreign land and facing immense pressure to conform to the pagan culture around him, Daniel remained unwavering in his commitment to seeking the Lord daily. In Daniel 6, verse 10, we read, "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." Daniel's faithfulness to daily prayer and communion with God was the secret to his remarkable strength, wisdom, and resilience in the face of adversity. His unwavering devotion to the Lord enabled him to stand firm in his faith, even when faced with the threat of death in the lion's den. My friends, let us follow in the footsteps of spiritual giants like David and Daniel, making the daily renewal of our strength in the Lord a non-negotiable priority in our lives. Let us approach each new day with excitement and expectancy, knowing that, as we seek His face, He will fill us with His power, guide us with His wisdom, and strengthen us for every challenge that lies ahead. The Apostle Paul, writing to the Ephesians, offers us this encouraging exhortation in Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 11. "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." As we clothe ourselves daily in the armor of God, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, we will find ourselves fully equipped and empowered to face every battle and emerge victorious in Christ. So let us not grow weary in seeking the Lord and renewing our strength in Him each day. Let us approach His throne of grace with boldness and confidence, knowing that He longs to pour out His power and might upon us. And as we do so, we will find ourselves soaring on wings like eagles, running and not growing weary, walking and not fainting. We will become living testimonies of the life-changing and strength-renewing power of our great and mighty God. My dear friends, let us commit ourselves afresh to the daily discipline of renewing our strength in the Lord. Let us make the pursuit of His presence and the study of His Word the highest priorities in our lives, trusting that as we do so, He will transform us from the inside out and empower us to live lives that bring glory and honor to His name. May we never underestimate the importance of this daily renewal. For it is the key to unlocking the abundant life that Christ has promised to all who follow him. As we abide in him, and he in us, may we bear much fruit and shine as bright lights in a world desperate for the hope and strength that only he can provide. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I lift up my voice in praise and adoration for who you are, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Your love knows no bounds. Your strength is unmatched, and your faithfulness endures forever. You are my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You are my strength and shield, and in you alone I place my trust. I thank you for the gift of life, for the breath in my lungs, and for the countless blessings you have bestowed upon me and my loved ones. I am grateful for your provision, your protection, and your guidance in every step of my journey. Forgive me, Lord, for the times I have strayed from your path, for the moments I have relied on my own strength instead of yours. I confess my sins before you and ask for your forgiveness. I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing them into your capable hands. Lord, I come before you today, seeking a renewal of my strength. When I feel weak, overwhelmed, or drained by the challenges of life, I claim your word, which says that your strength is made perfect in my weakness. Help me to abide in you, to draw from your infinite well of power and grace, and to trust in your ability to carry me through every storm. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack of the enemy against my mind, body, and spirit. I bind every force of darkness that seek to steal, kill, or destroy, and I declare victory over every obstacle through the power of your name. Lord, I pray for your healing touch to flow through every area of my life. Heal me from physical ailments, emotional wounds, and spiritual oppression. Restore my joy, my peace, and my hope, and fill me with your divine strength to face each new day with courage and confidence. Surround me with your protection, Lord, and guard me against every scheme of the enemy. Cover me with your favor, as with a shield, and let no weapon formed against me prosper. Lord, I also ask you to extend your protection and blessings to my loved ones, keeping them safe in the shadow of your wings. As I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come into agreement, standing united in faith, believing that you hear our prayers and that you are moving mightily on our behalf. We declare renewed strength, healing, and victory over every challenge we face, knowing that you are greater than any obstacle or enemy. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Empower us to live lives that honor you, and use us as instruments of your love and grace to the world around us. Together, we claim the promises of your word, trusting that you will supply all our needs according to your riches in glory. We thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, and your unfailing love that sustains us through every season of life. Let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forevermore. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.